she ought to do right by me before she gets to saying goodbye. She ought to think twice, she ought to do right by me.
This is Batman. No one has ever lived to see this, but when I'm defending Gotham City from psychopathic motherfuckers, my Batmobile is set to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
There's a man I found, could bring us all joy. There's a doctor in town, could cure the boy.
Doctor in town can cure the boy.
There's a man I found, could remove his sorrow. He lives in this town, let's see him tomorrow.
Let's see him tomorrow.
The track. very much. Thank you.
It's 9 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. on Sunday, May the 29th, 2016. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Touch Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. talking sports. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation, and to do that, you have to give me a call, 617-627-3800. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. If you call in on a topic that I know nothing about, we'll let you run the show. 617-627-3800. 617-627-3800. I'll be right back. Promise. Okay, it's 11 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial, or also on the internet, www.wmfo.org. And we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. You can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. Again, our phone number, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. Let's go to Major League Baseball scores from yesterday. Tough one for the Red Sox. Blue Jays 10, Red Sox 9, Royals 8, and the White Sox 7. The A's 12 and the Tigers 3. Cleveland 11 and the Orioles 4. The Rays 9 and the Yankees 5. Astros 4 and the Angels 2. Twins 6 and the Mariners 5. Over the National League, the Cubbies 4 and the Phillies 1. Reds 7 and the Brewers 6. Braves 7 and the Marlins 2. Giants 10 and the Rockies 5. Cardinals 9. And the Nationals 4. The Dodgers 9 and the Mets 1. The Diamondbacks 8 and the Padres 7. And in interleague play, Rangers 5 and the Pirates 2. In that Red Sox game, Mookie Betts went 1-for-5, scored a run. He's hitting .269 on the season. Dustin Pedroia went 2-for-5, scored a run with 2 RBIs. He's hitting .307. Xander Bogaerts, 3-for-5, scored 3 runs with an RBI. Got his 6th home run of the year. He's hitting .351 on the season. David Ortiz, 2-for-5, scored a run. Got an RBI. He's hitting .339. Hit his 13th home run of the season. Hanley Ramirez went 2-for-4. Didn't score any runs. 3 RBI. Got a walk, and he's hitting .302 on the season. Excuse me. Jackie Bradley Jr., 1-for-5. Scored a run. He's hitting .337, got a 2-game hitting streak. I think Xander Bogaerts has a 22-game hitting streak, or 21-22-game hitting streak. Travis Shaw went 1-for-4, scored a run, 2 RBIs, hitting .302, got his 7th home run of the year. Young went 1-for-4, didn't score any runs, he's hitting .258. And Christian Vasquez went 2-for-4, scored a run, he's hitting .235. So you can't blame the offense. Anytime you get 9 runs, I guess you should win. But Porcello was lifted after 6 2/3 innings. He gave up 7 hits, 4 runs, left with the lead. All of them runs were earned. He walked 1, struck out 5. He had a 3.68 ERA on the season. Bonds came in, pitched a 3rd of an inning, walked 1, no runs scored. He had a 2.63 ERA. Lane came in, and then the trouble began. He didn't finish an inning. Gave up 1 hit, 2 runs, both of them earned. He hit a batter. He had a 3.95 ERA. Tozawa came in, pitched a 3rd of an inning. He wasn't much better. Gave up 2 hits, 2 runs, both of them earned, struck out 1. Had a 2.25 ERA. And Craig Kimbrel, we're looking for a long... more than a 1-inning shutout for the save. He went 1 inning and 1/3, gave up 4 hits, 2 runs, both of them earned, struck out 2, had a 3.10 ERA, and he's 0-2 on the season. Yikes. But anyway, a lot of things going on with the Red Sox. They're still in first place, however, because the Orioles lost yesterday. Red Sox are now 29-20, and the Orioles are 28-20, 1 game behind. Toronto gained the game. They're 26-25. They're 4 games back. The Yankees lost. They remain 5.5 games back. And the Tampa Bay Rays, they gained the game. They're 22-25. They're 6 games back. In the Central Division, Chicago White Sox still lead. They are, well, maybe they don't. Chicago White Sox lost, making them 27-23. Cleveland won, making them 26-21. So they are percentage points in first place ahead of Chicago. Kansas City, the Royals. They also won. They're getting on a roll. 26-22. And they are 0.5 game back. Followed by Detroit, who's not that far back. And Minnesota, who's way back. Excuse me. Out west, Seattle lost. And they're followed by Texas, LA, Houston, and Oakland. Over in the National League, the New York Mets, they lost. They're 28-20. And the Washington Nationals also lost, making them 29-21. The Mets are in first place by percentage points. The Philadelphia Phillies. They also lost, making them 26-23. Miami Marlins lost. Bad day for the National League East. 25-24, the Marlins. And Atlanta Braves, they won 14-34, but they're so far behind, we're not even going to consider them. In the Central Division, Chicago Cubs, they lost. Nope, they won 33-14 is their record. And the Pirates lost. They're 28-25 and a half games back, followed by St. Louis, Milwaukee, and Cincinnati. Out west, the San Francisco Giants, they won, making them 31-20. And so the Dodgers, making them 26-24, 4.5 games back. Followed by the Colorado Rockies, who lost. And then there's Arizona and San Diego. So there you go. Far as the races are concerned, the American League East is going to be a dogfight, I do believe. Not only are the Red Sox in Baltimore, pardon me, got this morning frog in my throat. Get that frog out of there. Boston, Baltimore, and Toronto, I believe it should be battling, could be battling all year long, all season long. With New York and Tampa Bay, you know, throwing in upsets here and there, but I don't think even with New York's excellent bullpen that they have a chance to, overtake anybody. They just don't seem to hit enough. in the Central Division, Chicago, Cleveland, Kansas City should be battling it out. Also in Detroit, so it should be a four-team race in the Central. Everybody has a shot except for Minnesota. And out west, Seattle, surprising. Texas is doing well. Los Angeles, Houston, and Oakland. I think Houston will improve a little bit. I don't see Los Angeles or Oakland contending. But, hey, you know, what do I know? I'm here on the East Coast. In the National League, the Mets and Washington. Both teams have tons of pitching. I think Washington may have a little bit better hitting. Philadelphia and Miami are surprising, so who knows? There could be a four-team race there, dogfight like in the American League East. National League Central, Chicago's coming back to the pack, but I don't know if Pittsburgh has enough to catch them. St. Louis is way behind, but they may have the best shot of anybody else out there in the National League Central. In out west, I haven't seen San Francisco or L.A., I saw Colorado, haven't seen Arizona or San Diego, so therefore I really can't comment. I would assume, it's just an assumption, that L.A. probably has a good shot of staying with the Giants and battling it out. Okay, 421 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 in FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, May 29th, the final Sunday in the month of May. And we're bringing you sports talk, and we'd love to get you involved in the conversation. And to do that, you have to give me a call, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. I'll be back, I promise.
I do it, everything goes dark. My heart pounds, my hands shake, and I feel like a completely different person. The rush is so intense. I think everybody should do it.
Kenzie Olsen is under the influence of her community theater volunteer. Helping out at an after-school theater program, she helps Kenzie stay off the street and off drugs. So, share a skill, a passion, a hobby with kids in your community, and you can make a big difference. That's because kids who enjoy a regular positive activity with an adult are less likely to begin using drugs or alcohol. Find out how you can be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
And also by your friends here at WMFL, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 428 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. To get involved in the conversation, you just have to give me a call, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. Okay, before we get off baseball and the Red Sox, if you haven't heard, Clay Buchholz has been demoted to the bullpen, if you can call it a demotion, I guess. And Erod's going to be brought up to pitch in his place. Since I don't think in his major league career he's pitched in out of the bullpen, so it's going to be interesting to see what he does, how he does. But after the bullpen performance yesterday, I guess we could use all the help that we could get. Since this is brand new territory for Mr. Buchholz, that only time is going to be able to tell what's going to happen. We have to wait and see. There really aren't that many outstanding arms in the Red Sox minor league system, certainly not in AAA. And so, therefore, we're going to have to wait and see how that goes. But anyway, like I said, it was a disheartening loss yesterday. Scoring 9 runs but not winning because the bullpen just did not come through. We got Stephen Wright, who was a surprise. Poor Sullivan pitching fairly well. Price has turned it around. So maybe we can go out and get an arm. I don't know. An arm or a leg. Someone mentioned Teheran, who pitches for the Atlanta Braves. Since the Braves are not going anywhere, they may like some of our younger players, but the question is, which younger players and how many younger players would you give up for a pitcher like that, who I think has got a fairly good record, but we'll have to wait and see. It's 4:30 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on the FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. WNBA yesterday, only one game. The Storm defeated the Sun 93-81. The Storm over the Connecticut Sun 93-81. In the big game in the National Basketball Association playoffs out west, Golden State defeated Oklahoma City. They went into Oklahoma City and pulled out a 108-101 victory after trailing 3-1, having to win 3 games in a row to win it. They've won 2. And it's going back to Golden State. So we're going to see what happens. Maybe Durant may be coming to Boston as a free agent after all. I didn't see the game, so I can't really comment on what happened, how it happened, or whatever. But I thought OKC was going to pull it out. I had picked Golden State at the beginning to win this series, but Oklahoma City got off to such a great start. I was I guess the tide turned. I thought that with the injuries to Golden State, you know, Steph Curry's obviously not healthy, 100% healthy. I thought that OKC might slip in, but I also thought that Golden State had a better bench. Guys like Iguodala, who was the MVP last year in the finals, had not been performing up to snuff, but he had been injured too, so maybe he's not 100% either. But anyway, series is tied at 3-3, and I'm assuming that the next game is going to be Monday night. Meanwhile, Cleveland, who's won, Monday at Golden State, 9 o'clock. Cleveland, who's won their series 4-2 over Toronto, they're sitting back and resting. And so I think whoever comes out of the West, even though they may have home court advantage, I think that the Cleveland Cavaliers look like they are in the driver's seat right now. I didn't even look before I left the house to see if there was any action in the National Hockey League. And they probably was. The Penguins beat the Lightning 4-3. And so that series is over. And the Sharks, Sharks beat the Blues 4-2. So that series is over. And so Penguins versus the Sharks start on Monday, Memorial Day, at Pittsburgh. We're having the home ice advantage in not being that much involved with hockey as far as watching teams other than the Bruins. I'll go with Pittsburgh since I know very, very little about the Sharks. Except that Joe Thornton played for the Sharks, but former Bruin. But other than that, I know little about the Sharks. So, anyway, that's the way I see it. And who knows? I could be probably way, 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 way wrong. It's 4:34 here on WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, May the 29th, Memorial Day Sunday, 2016. I almost said 15. 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in the conversation. And to do that, you just have to give me a call. 617-627-3800 is the magic number. 617-627-3800. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the woods. I will be right back, I promise.
Hey, this is Kate Pearson from the B-52s for Red. Getting drunk is your own business, but when you drive drunk, you make it everybody's business. Don't drink and drive. Be responsible, plan ahead, and choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives, and so should you.
Public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:39 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the conversation, just have to give me a call, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. 4:40 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. Got some stats here. As you know, Jackie Bradley's hitting streak ended at 29 games, I believe. And during the streak, he hit .415 with 9 doubles, 3 triples, 8 home runs, and 30, count them, 30 RBIs. And I was correct. Xander Bogaerts now has a 22-game hitting streak. Jackie has a 2-game hitting streak. How about that? It's .440. I came across some information about Joe DiMaggio, who holds the record, major league record, 56 consecutive games with a base hit. In the 57th game, he hit the ball hard 4 times but didn't get any hits. And then, after going hitless in game 57, he got a hit in the next 14 games. So, with any luck, the record could have been, 670 in 71 games, based upon what he did afterwards. But that's the way it goes. 56 is going to be, 56 is a number that stood for a long time anyway, and I don't know with the way they allow, the way they, allow pitchers to only have 100 pitch count and whatever, anybody's going to break that record, because you're working then against 3 or 4 pitchers in a game sometimes, depending upon what the score is and how many pitchers the other team brings in. So Joe DiMaggio's record is, fairly safe, I do believe. And I say what? 34 was the Red Sox record by Dom DiMaggio. I don't know if that's going to be safe. That seems to be within reach. But we'll wait and see how that goes. Xander Bogaerts, like I said, has a 22-game hitting streak, so we'll see how far he can go. Okay, let's move off baseball right now. Back to the NBA. The rumor is that the Philadelphia 76ers are willing to trade one of their big men. They have Joel Embiid from Kansas, who has not played in 2 years because of a foot injury. Embiid, from my recollection, is not that tremendous a scorer. He'll get you the garbage stuff, which is okay, if you got other people around him who are, He's pretty good. I think he's probably the best defender of the three centers that the 76ers have. The other two are Jahlil Okafor and Nerlens Noel. Okay? I knew I would get it. Local guy from Everett. I shouldn't mess that one up. But anyway, if Embiid is healthy, like I said, he got the foot injury. We know about Bill Walton and other guys, big guys, who've had a problem with their feet playing basketball over a long period of time. But Embiid, I would think, would be more what the Celtics would need. But if he's not healthy, and they're willing to trade, let's say the third pick even up, or maybe the third pick and someone who's not a starter for the Celtics, I would take either one of those two. Nerlens Noel to me is, you know, got to put on some weight. he can probably score the ball fairly well, but he's not a center, that's for sure. And I don't know if he's a stretch forward either. I don't know about his outside shooting. Haven't seen him play that much with in college or with the 76ers. When the 76ers are on TV, nobody watches. But that's interesting. That makes it the third pick with the Celtics. You know, like I said, maybe it's Jahlil Okafor. I think he's probably what, the youngest of the group, and he probably has potential in a system where he doesn't have to be the man, you know, but certainly will be a rim protector. I think he plays fairly well. Fairly good defense in college, but then here again, you can't tell too much about college as opposed to the pros. But most professional teams don't have tremendous scoring centers anymore. Shaquille O'Neal, when he retired, when he became hobbled, that slowed it down. And we've seen the end of the powerful scoring from Tim Duncan. So therefore, Boogie Cousins, I guess, is the number one center, in my estimation, as far as playing defense and offense and just being just being unpredictable out there. he leads the list, especially in being unpredictable. But anyway, we'll see what happens. That makes it interesting for the Celtics with all those picks. We could maybe squeeze another first round pick into the mix, and because we know that they're looking for a point guard to go with their first round pick, so we'll see what happens. But it makes it easier rather than have them say, well, we have all these big guys and we're not gonna let any of them go. The first thing I heard was that they didn't want to trade with the Celtics because they'd be trading within their own division, but we'll see what Danny can squeeze out of them. 4:46 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on the FM dial, on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this, the Sunday, May the 29th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in conversation. To do that, you have to give us a call, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. Congratulations to Avery Bradley. Avery Bradley does the tough, grinded out work for the Boston Celtics in the backcourt defensively, and he made the NBA All-Star Defensive, number one All-Star Defensive Team. So congratulations to Avery and everybody who was saying that the Celtics were not as Dan Shaughnessy. They aren't really that good. Yes, they are that good. You know, they're playing with three or four injured guys. Everybody's injured at that time of the year, but these were serious injuries. Jay Crawford, Bradley, who did not play after the second game, and Kelly Olynyk, who tried to play but recently had shoulder surgery, so we know that he was hurting. And so the fact that the Atlanta Braves clogged the middle and no one could, and then double teamed Isaiah Thomas, doesn't mean that they weren't a good shooting team. What needs to happen is that we need to see whether Young or Hunter this year can be that shooting guard that we need. And it would have been nice if Evan Turner had turned it around, but he wasn't hitting much from the outside either. Anyway, I am not as down on the Celtics as some people in the sports media around here are. They love negativity. They feed on it, and if there isn't any, they create it. But anyway, it's like Shaughnessy saying that the fact that the Connecticut women's basketball team dominates college sports is bad for the game. The game is going to get better because other teams are worse. All teams are bad. What? God, come on. Anyway, it's 4:49 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 in the FM dial. We're on the internet also, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. On this Sunday, May the 29th, Memorial Day Sunday, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Love to hear your perspective, what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. But here again, you can give me a call, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. I'll be back.
From the time we enter school as children, we're taught about the power of reading, about its importance in keeping us connected to the world around us. If you have difficulty seeing words on a page, that's no reason to stop reading. Talking Books is a free program from the Library of Congress. If you have trouble reading normal size print like books or magazines, you could qualify for the free Talking Books program. When you subscribe, the Talking Books and a special cassette player will be delivered to you for free. As soon as you finish one, simply mail it back and order more from the thousands of available titles. The program and the postage are free. Call toll-free 1-888-657-READ. That's 1-888-657-READ. Choose from a vast selection of books and magazines. Call 1-888-657-READ. 1-888-657-7323. A message from the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped.
And also brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and A Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:53 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. We're getting ready to wrap this one up. National Football League. the Patriots. Let's begin with Deflategate, I guess. Deflategate. I think the longer that it's debated by the judges up there in New York that the better it is for Tom Brady. First of all, since the Chief Justice was the dissenting vote in the ridiculous decision that was made by the other two dummies. Because as the Patriots filed their brief with the court, the reason being is that, first of all, there was no significant evidence produced by the NFL that said that Brady had anything had to do with deflating the footballs. And that science indicates that footballs under various conditions do lose air. And the NFL just totally ignored that. And Goodell, who heard the hearing, said then, okay, I am not going to, didn't say that, but that's what he did. I'm not going to set the punishment based upon the fact that the footballs were or were not deflated. I'm going to base the punishment on the fact that you destroyed your telephone. Well, hey, if they were going to be able to subpoena his telephone, there were things on there other than football information that he didn't want public, that the best thing to do was to destroy your telephone, okay? So that doesn't make him guilty of anything, that they haven't proven anything. And as it was said in the brief that they filed, that it's like being charged with a misdemeanor and then being, while you're in courts, being charged with a crime like a felony. So, and I said that earlier, I should be a lawyer. I said it was like in the program several weeks ago that it was like being charged with jaywalking. And when you get to court, you find that they're going to put you in jail for robbing a bank. You know, hey, you know, it's just, you know, it was just totally ludicrous. How it goes, I don't know. But as far as the Patriots are concerned, I think they've brought in, and we lost our first pick, and we're going to lose another pick in the next draft. Because Kraft thought that he was playing with guys who were going to, you know, play ball with him. But anyway, the haters out there are still trying to exact their measure of punishment for Spygate, which I would say, okay, we're guilty with Spygate, and we paid the penalty. We lost draft picks. We were fined, not we, but Belichick, I guess, was fined, and I don't know if the team was fined and whatever, and yet we're still winning, and I guess that's the problem. Even with all of that, we're still winning, and so therefore the league wants to see what they can do to bring us down to their size. But anyway, it looks to me, from what I've seen or heard, I haven't seen anything to be truthful, what I've heard about the OTAs, that the Patriots have added some depth, both from free agency, Martellus Bennett and Knighton, for example, and have some pretty good picks. It looks like Thuney, the lineman from North Carolina State, along with Brissett, going to be able to contribute. And they have some other contributors coming along as well. So it looks like we are not going to be that far behind. The question is, if the penalty does go through and we lose Brady for four games, how well is Garoppolo going to do? Because guys like Deion Lewis and LeGarrette Blount weren't practicing the last practice anyway, and probably are being held back to make sure that they are 100% healthy. So I think, and we've got also guys like Edelman and Amendola who haven't been playing either, because they're recovering from surgeries also. So the team looks pretty good. That first game without Brady, if we're playing in Arizona, could be the toughie. The others, I think we can handle. And maybe we can handle that one as well. Okay, Time to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic Memorial Day weekend. Drive carefully. Heard about two drownings in the area already, so be careful out there. Don't want to lose anybody. Now we have our annual Memorial Day program coming your way here on Sounds of Praise, coming up here at 5 a.m. This year is going to be entitled Remembering the Greats of Gospel Music. And we have a lot of great music that goes way back by individuals who are no longer with us, but who impacted us with the ability that they had to produce great gospel music. So until next Sunday, here at Brown Perspective on Sports, we invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise. And next Sunday, we'll be back at 4 o'clock, God willing, to do it all over again. Hope you will be with us.